I think it's a major deal. I think the fact that Netflix is stepping up for a film with a budget of $100 million with such major talent as Scorsese and De Niro and a script by Steve Zaillian is a real sea change. The thing is that the subscription services like Netflix have a regular budget in the sense that they have, say, 90 million subscribers worldwide that are paying them $12 a month. And so they have huge cash flows that allow them to take risks that studios seem to not want to be taking these days. I mean, this film was originally going to be done by Paramount, and Paramount has to make calculations on each film and has no sense of knowing what its audience is, whereas Netflix can pretty much assess that a big film by Scorsese with De Niro will work for their audience, and they can take the risk to spend $100 million.
And you know Martin Scorsese well. You've worked with him for decades. How do you think he will feel about teaming up with Netflix?
I think he'll be excited. I mean, I think obviously Netflix will release the film first in theaters. Knowing Marty, that's something he's going to insist on. But what will happen is that we'll very quickly move on to the Netflix platform. So let's say, for instance, it could be in the theaters for 4 or 5 weeks, and then next thing you know, it'll be on Netflix.
Do you think then that the increasing involvement of companies like Netflix, Amazon as well, is muscling in on this territory? What does it mean for the movie industry overall, and particularly for the physical movie industry, cinemas, movie theaters, as you call them there in the United States?
I think people have to make the choice of what way they want to see their films, and a lot of us still like to see films in the theater with other people with a very large screen. But some people are willing to pay extra money just to see it at home.
I mentioned Amazon there. It has a film called Manchester by the Sea, which is nominated for 6 Oscars this year. Is there a sense in which this deal that Netflix has just done with Martin Scorsese is a way to try to keep abreast of other companies like Amazon?
I think there will be huge competition between Amazon and Netflix, and it could be that even YouTube, with all of Google's money, comes into the fray as well. And that could be a major new source of funding. Certainly, as you can see on the television side, there's a huge amount of new projects being funded by Netflix, Amazon, YouTube and others, Hulu. And this is kind of the new source of production funds.